AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A curfew holds for the most part for the second consecutive night in Baltimore. The AP's Warren Levinson was on hand when the clock struck 10 last night.
On the second night of Baltimore's 10 p.m. curfew at the contentious corner of North and Penn, there are fewer people than there were on the first, refusing to obey. But where the first night produced a mixture of the curious and the defiant, this time it's just the defiant, along with reporters watching to see what they and the police will do. Rows of riot-equipped police stand at either end of the intersection. A police helicopter circles above, shining a light down, occasionally broadcasting an announcement urging people to leave. The Congressman Elijah Cummings walked through the neighborhood with a bullhorn, issuing the same message: people need to go home. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
Meanwhile, hundreds rallied and marched in New York and Boston to protest the death of a Baltimore man critically injured in police custody. There were at least 60 arrests in New York, including the brother of this woman. Arrests were made when protesters spilled into the street in Manhattan, disrupting traffic. An L.A. jury has awarded $13 million to a 73-year-old woman who contracted a deadly disease from using asbestos-containing talcum powder.
Jurors found the company negligent for the design, manufacture, or sale of the product and found that it did present a substantial danger that they failed to warn consumers about. Colgate, which sold Cashmere Bouquet in 1995, said it was disappointed with the verdict.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. A judge today is set to resentence the three former Atlanta public school educators who got the harshest prison terms of the 11 convicted in a conspiracy to inflate student scores on standardized tests. Suge Knight due back in a Los Angeles courtroom to be rearraigned on a murder charge today. This is AP Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the EPA's bid to limit carbon emissions would devastate the struggling coal industry in his state, Kentucky.
You cannot guarantee your carbon regulations won't cost my constituents jobs. You cannot guarantee your carbon regulations won't raise their utility bills.
But EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy insists the guidelines are reasonable and give states tremendous flexibility. Well, fans were only able to cheer on the Baltimore Orioles yesterday from outside the center field fence. No fans were inside for the game against the White Sox out of concern for security on Baltimore streets. O's first baseman Chris Davis says it was odd hitting a home run.
When you're rounding the bases and the only cheers you hear are from outside the stadium, it's a weird feeling, but I'll take any home run I can get at any time that I can get it, but it's definitely more fun to hit them when they're sitting in the seats.
Baltimore 1-8-2. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.